From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing the IS out of Sirte. Russia's defense ministry says it will stop firing around the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours every day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to that city. Russia made the announcement Wednesday, saying the humanitarian window would run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time starting the following day. The ceasefire is to include aviation and artillery strikes. The United Nations on Tuesday called for weekly breaks of 24 to 48 hours for delivery of humanitarian aid. The top commander for the coalition fighting the Islamic State group says the terrorist group's foreign fighter stronghold in Syria likely will be completely under the control of the Syrian Democratic Forces in a week to weeks. U.S. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland spoke to reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference from Baghdad.
And although it's not a measure of success and it's difficult to confirm, we estimate that over the past 11 months, we've killed about 25,000 enemy fighters. When you add that to the 20,000 estimated killed prior to our arrival, that's 45,000 enemy taken off the battlefield.
Lieutenant General Sean McFarland. That's Russian President Vladimir Putin. He is accusing Ukraine of choosing terror over peace following attacks in Ukraine that he says were orchestrated by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. This is VOA News.